This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.
Friend, have you been waiting for me? My name is Denise Renner, and I've been waiting for you. And I'm so excited about today's program. We're talking about the wonderful Holy Spirit, and through the new birth, that communion, that fellowship, that partnership that He's invited you and I into. It is so amazing. And we're talking about people in the Gospels who had a one-on-one encounter with Jesus and how it changed their life. I remember how I had my one-on-one encounter with Jesus so many years ago, and it completely changed my life, and I've never been the same since. I was hearing that I could be forgiven, that I could be clean on the inside, that I could be filled with God's power, and I was just a religious person. And I went to one of these people's meetings, and I was just feeling so bad in my heart in that meeting. And I went outside of that building and I sat on a curb by myself, and I was visited by the Holy Spirit. And what He did inside of me, I confessed everything I could think of to confess. And what He did was He just so cleaned me up on the inside, and He filled me with His Spirit. And I got up from that curb that night and went and witnessed to somebody. It was an encounter that I had with Him, a one-on-one encounter that changed my life forever. I'm sure as I'm telling my testimony, you're thinking about your testimony, about how He changed your life in that one encounter. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 says that he that is with the Lord, if you're with the Lord, I'm with the Lord. The Bible says we're one spirit. We're one spirit with Him. We're not two spirits. We're one spirit with the Lord. Is that not amazing? And I want to offer you something to help you to understand more and more about what you have on the inside of you. And that is my husband's books. Now, these are huge books. You can actually make them as something to lift weights with. But Sparkling Gems from the Greek number one and Sparkling Gems from the Greek number two. And you say, oh, that's humongous. I'll never be able to read all that. Well, it's just one day at a time. It's a daily devotional. And I want to share with you, because I've read this book, I've treasured this book, and I want to just share with you one little thing that I found in here today. It says, the Holy Spirit feels everything you feel. He understands the complete inadequacy you are experiencing. He knows about every battle you're facing. He willingly joins you in your circumstances, sharing your emotions and frustrations. Then He begins to put a supernatural plan of rescue into operation to get you out of your mess. Is that not amazing? Well, that can be yours if you would like to order that. And also, I want to offer to you my new book. It is called Unstoppable. If we ever needed to be unstoppable, it's today. There's so many pressures pressing on each one of us to either get distracted or worry about this or care about this, or to say, and what if, and what if, and what if. And to the enemy wants to stop us in our journey. Maybe he wants to stop you with offense or fear of the future, or being affected by other people's negative opinions. Well, that's what I talk to you about in my book, is pressing through those kind of things and refusing to give up and refusing to be unstoppable. Well, I'm excited about our teaching today. So stay with me and I will get back with you.
It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
I'm so excited to open the Word of God to you today and talk to you about a man who had an encounter with Jesus and it changed his life forever. And that is the man that was born blind in John chapter 9. But before we begin, if you need prayer, oh, please call us, please write us, because we're there for you. And things are happening in this world, and cares and worries are trying to come on us, distractions. But as we join together, as you hear that other believer on the telephone, or you write what God is in your heart and you need to get across to somebody else, it's going to help you. So please contact us. We want to be there for you. And if God's doing something special in your life, if you're receiving a miracle on this program, or a healing in your body, or a deliverance in your mind, I read all your responses. So please let me know. Well, we're talking about this precious man from John chapter 9. And the reason I say he's precious is because I've read and studied this chapter so many times. And the things that this man goes through is just amazing. So we're going to start in verse 1. And it says, "Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' Jesus answered, 'Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.' Then Jesus says, 'I must work the works of him who sent me while it is today. The night is coming when no man can work.'" And friend, I want to tell you that we need to do what God is telling us to do right now, because we don't know how much time that we have. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I need to take advantage of today. You need to take advantage of today. So many times we don't value that we have 24 hours, that it's a gift. And Jesus was saying, "I've got to work right now, because there is a time coming where it's going to be night and nobody can work." It's quite an attitude to say to yourself, "I'm going to do my very best right now. I'm going to serve my very best right now. I'm going to have the best attitude I can right now, because I've been given today and I might not have tomorrow." That's actually wisdom. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, he said, "Don't worry about tomorrow." He was saying, take a hold of your day. Because if you take a hold of your day, you can be more prepared for tomorrow. But if you take your day for granted and you just say, "Oh, I just need to kill some time." I can't stand it when somebody says, "I need to kill some time." Kill some time. Time is a gift to you. And Jesus is saying right here, he's saying, "I've got to do this work right now, because night is coming." Friend, don't take your time for granted. Okay? Then Jesus said in verse 5, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Verse 6, "When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay." Now, this is pretty amazing if you really think about Jesus standing there. Maybe he had to get down on the ground to spit on the ground, but he did. He spat on the ground. Then he took his spit, and then he took the ground, the clay, and he mixed it together, and they must have called that blind man to him. And then he took that and he wiped that on that man's eyes. Of course, we don't know what this man is thinking, but I like to think of this, friend, because Jesus was getting so involved in this man's life. This man is having an encounter with Jesus. And Jesus now has his attention. Of course, the man can't see him, but he tells him what to do. Jesus touches the man and wipes that clay that had his spit in it on his eyes. And then he tells the man, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. What a miracle! What a miracle! This man has never seen one thing in his life. He was born blind. He's never seen the face of his mother. He's never seen the sky. He's never seen his own hand. He's never seen the face of his father, any of his siblings. He's never seen a tree. He's never seen anything. And he washes. And the Bible says he came back seeing. Can you even imagine what was going on inside of this man? Look at verse 8. Therefore, the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. And then the man said, I am he. Can you imagine this man? He's seeing for the first time in his life and he's saying, no, it's not somebody that's like me. It's me. I'm the man that was born blind and I'm seeing. Verse 10, therefore they said to him, how were your eyes opened? He answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay, anointed my eyes, and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went, I washed, and I received sight. So this man, so simply, he gives his testimony about this man called Jesus, that he put clay on his eyes, told him to go wash, and he came back seeing. Verse 12, then they said to him, where is he? He said, I don't know. They brought him, who formerly was blind, to the Pharisees. So now this man who's received this amazing miracle is now being escorted to the Pharisees. Now it was a Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Verse 15, then the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. He said to them, he put clay on my eyes and I washed and I see. So this is the second time this man is trying to get across to these people that this man put clay on my eyes and I washed and now I see. Can you imagine having such an amazing miracle, born blind and seeing, and nobody believes you, and people are saying, oh, it's not really you? I cannot even imagine, like, somebody experiencing that and nobody's happy for you. They just question you. Verse 16, therefore, some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, How can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. Verse 17, they said to the blind man again, what do you say about him? Because he opened your eyes. He said, he's a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him who had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? This man is so questioned, and now they're interrogating his parents. His parents say in verse 20, they answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But by what means he now sees, we do not know, or who opened his eyes. We do not know. He is of age. Ask him. He will speak for himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, the parents said, he is of age. Ask him. Can you imagine if you had a son who was born blind and you really didn't give their testimony? That's exactly what these parents did. Because of fear of man, they didn't give their testimony. Friend, do not let that be you. You give your testimony. You say what God is doing in your life. You say how He delivered you. You speak up when people around you are talking about their problems. You say what God's done in your life, because that's your story. They can't argue with that. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, that we overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Don't be like these parents and hide their son's testimony. You give glory to God and you give your testimony. So they again called the man who was blind and said to him, give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that they're saying that Jesus is a sinner? He answered and said, whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. This man's so innocent. One thing I know, he just knows one thing. He says, though I was blind, now I see. You know, somebody might say to you, well, how can you say this happened? Well, you can say, well, I can't explain how it happened. I just know that I was this way and now I'm that way. I just know that I couldn't see very well and God healed my eyes and I see perfectly now. I just know that I had such mental problems and I was having panic attacks and I prayed and God touched my heart and now I'm free. How did it happen? Supernatural power of God. It doesn't matter if they don't understand. Just say, just like this blind man said, I don't know how it happened, but all I know is, I don't know if he was a sinner, but I know this, I was blind and now I see. You can say that. You don't have to explain yourself. You just give your testimony and give God glory, just like this man did. Then they said to him again, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciple? Then they reviled him and said, you are his disciple. We are Moses' disciple. We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, we do not know where he came from. The man answered and said to them, why, this is a marvelous thing that to happen that you do not know where he's from? Yet he has opened my eyes." That blind man was saying to those religious Pharisees, he's saying, you're supposed to be religious. You're supposed to know things about the Spirit. And you do not know who opened my eyes? You don't understand this? Verse 31, now we know that God, he's preaching to these Pharisees. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered and said to him, you were completely born in your sins. Are you teaching us? And they cast him out. That means they cast him out of the synagogue. Verse 35. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him. Friend, I love that so much. The blind man wasn't looking for Jesus. Jesus was looking for the blind man. You didn't choose Jesus. The Bible says that he chose you. You weren't looking for Jesus. He was looking for you. He was bringing you to that place where you would come into that salvation, that the Holy Spirit would touch your heart and the grace of God would come on you and you would receive him as your Lord and Savior. And that's what Jesus was doing for this man. Jesus was searching for this man and he found him. He said to him, do you believe in the Son of God? Verse 36, he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? 37, and Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and it is he who is talking to you. Then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped. What an encounter that this man, born blind, we don't know how old he is or how many years he was blind, but now he sees Jesus. Jesus tells him he's the Son of God. And the man, we would picture that he probably fell down on the ground before Jesus, before his feet, and he worshiped him. What an encounter this man had that changed his life forever. Do you remember the first time that you worshiped him? Do you remember the first time you acknowledged, Jesus, you are Lord. Jesus, you are my Lord. Jesus, I trust you with my life. Do you remember that time, that one-on-one encounter with him? Changed your life forever? This man had that kind of encounter, and he worshiped him. Jesus is inviting us in this day and hour to remember what he's done in our life and worship him. Think about what he's done in your life. Think today about how you can be thankful, how you can appreciate what he's done, how you can remember what he's done in your life, how he touched you, how he healed you, how he delivered you, how he touched your child, how he helped you with your finances, how he brought peace to your mind. Remember and worship him. That's what this man did who was born blind and found out that Jesus, who was standing in front of him that he could see, was the Son of God. He was the Messiah. He was the one he was looking for.
Are you tired of getting stopped by the negative voices and opinions that seem to paralyze you along the way? Fear, offense, and negative opinions can have a stifling effect on your life. It's time for you to push them out of the way and become unstoppable. In Denise Renner's new 5-part series, Unstoppable, she opens up and shares how she overcame profound negativity in her own mind so she could do what God wanted her to do with her life, as only Denise can do. She talks about the lies the devil spoke to her mind and emotions and what she had to do to uproot, silence, and become absolutely free from those lies. In this empowering series, Denise reveals how to identify the mental lies that are trying to emotionally control you, how to shut your ears to voices of negativity that have dominated you too long, how to embrace freedom and really begin to step forward to be the free person Jesus Christ wants you to be. This 5-part series is available in digital or physical format starting at just $11. We're also offering you Denise's 208-page book, Unstoppable. Rick says, Denise bears her heart and soul on paper and shows every reader how to walk out of an emotional prison into complete freedom to become unstoppable in life. This powerful, life-changing book is available for $20. Don't delay ordering Denise's 5-part series, Unstoppable, and her book, Unstoppable. These two resources have the power to alter the course of your life. Call the number on your screen now or go to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you.
Perhaps I have to do another test.
The only thing to do is to wait.
I wish things have gone another way. I want to be healthy.
If there is no one to support you, don't give up. Just contact us choosing your available way. We're waiting for your call, willing to give you prayer support.